Alberta will temporarily reduce oil production starting in January in an attempt to drive up prices for Western crude. Premier Rachel Notley blames a lack of pipelines for the glut in oil that's caused the low prices. As Alberta emphasizes the importance of getting its oil to world markets, policymakers at COP24 in Poland are discussing the urgency needed to transition away from fossil fuels. So how's the future of Alberta's energy economy going to fit into Canada's climate goals? Chad Park is the founding director of the Energy Futures Lab based in Alberta. It brings together academics, oil and gas representatives, and clean energy companies to collaborate on Alberta's transition to a low-carbon economy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Premier,
thank you for having me.
Premier Rachel Notley is deciding to cap oil production for economic reasons. From the standpoint of transitioning to a low-carbon economy, does that move help or hurt the goal?
Well, I think it probably hurts the goal, but I think it was an inevitable decision. And you can see that by the fact that you have the rare instance of broad political support for the move across all parties.
Now, when you say it is going to hurt the goal, tell us how.
I think the challenge, of course, is that it is reflective of a major difficulty in the Alberta economy, and that makes it harder to enact the programs and policies and investments that are required to transition the economy.
Right. And we've got the climate change conference going on right now, talking about transitioning away from fossil fuels as well. When you see moves like this by the government, supported by the opposition, do you start to lose hope that there is ever going to be a serious transition taking place?
Not at all. In fact, I'm full of hope, which might sound a bit odd at this moment, but the reason is because of what happens under the surface in Alberta. There's all kinds of work happening with innovators, technology innovators, social innovators, policymakers, all focused on helping, prepare Alberta and find collaborative opportunities to enable the transition. So it's the work of that diverse group of people that gives me hope.
And that's what your lab is doing. You're bringing people together from various backgrounds to collaborate. A lot of your emphasis is on innovation within the oil and gas industry. Tell us about some of the solutions that you're looking at.
I'd say that's true, although, I think the focus of our lab is all energy solutions, but the overall kind of framing of it is that how can we leverage Alberta's strengths to better position it for the future? And that means that we end up focusing on a lot of opportunities where we can leverage strengths and assets in the oil and gas sector to develop the energy technologies of the future. For example, there are, there's a project within the lab of a company called E3 Metals that is looking to develop a lithium resource from oil field wastewater, and that lithium is a metal required, of course, for lithium-ion batteries for electric cars. So that there's an example of if we can develop that resource, which is being developed on the backs of the oil and gas industry, that sets Alberta up better for the low carbon emissions future.
Although it still has the industry doing its thing in oil and gas, it doesn't
right.
end
and
that.
I think it doesn't end that, but that isn't that our work is certainly not focused on trying to end fossil fuels. We actually believe that Alberta's strengths and the huge investments that have been made in oil and gas infrastructure and its human resources base and so on are all assets that can be leveraged to invest in the future.
Now, you've also emphasized this idea of bitumen beyond combustion. That means a part of Alberta's future economy could be based on using bitumen in other ways and for things other than transportation fuel. Like what?
Well, there's a program out of Alberta Innovates that's focused on developing new uses for bitumen. There's also a related program of and lots of work happening to find alternative uses for CO2. So we call it carbon utilization. So, for example, there's a global carbon X Prize, an innovation prize that is trying to foster innovation in that space, and there's a Calgary-based company, Carbon Upcycling, who's a finalist in that, where they're taking carbon dioxide and turning it into carbon-based nanofibers that can be used in multiple applications like concrete or even in yoga mats. So the technologies of the future,
Are you still there? Are we still connected to you? Oh, I think we might have lost Chad. We'll just give it another second more. No, I think we have lost him. All right. Well, we are...
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Thank goodness you made it back. Can I clarify that with you about the CO2? Is that CO2 that is emanating from the efforts to get the bitumen out of the ground?
No, in that... innovation challenge in particular is looking at ways to capture CO2 from coal combustion and from natural gas combustion.
So again, then I want to talk about the bitumen. How do you use bitumen beyond combustion? What does it get used for?
Again, it can be. I mean, it's a matter of developing the actual materials into something that can be used elsewhere. So, for example, one example would be using bitumen as a raw material, as an input into building materials or into concrete, for example.
All right. Now, in the latest UN report, scientists say we have 12 years to transition away from fossil fuels and reduce emissions if we want to stay below 1.5 degrees of warming. And they say Canada would need to cut its annual emissions almost in half from current levels within 12 years. Given that framing and that sense of urgency, is Alberta transitioning fast enough?
Well, I would say the bigger question is the world transitioning fast enough? And maybe a subset of that is Canada transitioning fast enough?
Which I guess means Alberta.
And the answer is no to all of those, and that's been made pretty clear, from the recent IPCC reports and from the COP meetings and so on. So the question then is, so what do we have to do about that? And, we're certainly of the view that we need all hands on deck to help accelerate the development and deployment of technologies and also social innovations that can help bring about the change that we need. This is not... as simple as shut one industry down and start another one up. We need to leverage the assets and capabilities that we have across our sector. And Alberta happens to be in a situation where it has these resources. They need to be engaged.
We have to leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Chad Park is the founding director of the Energy Futures Lab based in Alberta. What do you think of what you just heard? Reach us anytime at 604-662-6690, at earlyed@cbc.ca, or tweet us at CBC Early Edition, or me at Laura Lynch, CBC.